From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I am humbly incredible anchorman Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much. 2014 was such a terrible year, and yet it was over so soon. So even though it's now 2015, we're going to take one last look at some stories we never wanted to look at again.
People doubted that the American people could engage in a nationwide irrational panic about something that posed no real threat to them. But in the fall, we proved those doubters wrong.
All right, here is your first quote.
Oops.
That is the Calgary Sun, being kind of Canadian, as they talk about U.S. efforts to deal with what crisis?
The Ebola crisis.
The Ebola crisis! America is in the midst of an irrational panic attack about the Ebola virus. It's 24/7 on cable news. Even though two times more people in this country have been married to Larry King than have come down with Ebola. Maybe we should quarantine him if you're concerned about public safety. Ebola is extremely hard to get, as we all know, but thankfully our medical personnel are making it a lot easier. The Dallas hospital, which handled the first domestic case, managed to expose dozens of people to the disease, including two nurses who then contracted it. Hopefully, this should end the hospital's practice of ending each nursing shift by French kissing the patients.
Yeah, I might have my incompetent government agencies mixed up, but it seems like just a matter of time before Ebola jumps the White House fence.
That's true. Everybody was saying to President Obama, you have to take care of this, you have to show leadership. So President Obama canceled a trip he was going to go on to hold meetings to discuss the crisis. Well, of course, that's just an excuse. He doesn't want to go to the airport either. Somebody might have Ebola.
You know who I'm really worried about is Wolf Blitzer. Yeah, that guy hasn't taken a breath in 2 weeks.
Really? Yeah. He's learned circular breathing. He can inhale through the nose while spreading panic with the mouth. I just want to say that this whole Ebola crisis is a validation for those of us who spent all our time avoiding all human contact so we can stare at our phones. There. We're going to be the last one. We're all going to look up at our phones and everybody else is going to be dead. And we're going to like, oh. Better tweet that to the survivors.
He's not an Ebola expert.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest talking about the man who the White House has put in charge of what?
Ebola.
Exactly right. The White House has given in to pressure and selected an Ebola czar, a man named Ron Klain. He has no medical training, but he has experience handling uncontrollable, dangerous outbreaks because he used to work with Joe Biden. The White House says that Mr. Klain, the Ebola czar, will be there in part to quell the panic about Ebola, but he will remain largely behind the scenes. That's why he won't be out there with the public. The White House said, are you kidding? There's Ebola out there!
Ebola czar sounds like a Venezuelan shortstop.
Ebola czar.
And you know, this will never happen. So, I mean, in another world, if a woman, God forbid, were ever chosen to, head something like this.
Wait, there's never been a lady czar?
Of course not.
Wow, rude.
Of course not.
It would be a czarina.
Would they call her a czarina?
I hope so.
A czarina.
If it was a child, it would be a czardine.
I've been sued lots of times before. Get in line.
Governor Christie was reacting, in his way, to a threat by one Casey Hickox, who was detained by the governor of New Jersey, because he was afraid she had what?
Ebola!
Yes! You sound like you just found the Ebola virus under your Christmas tree, and you're delighted.
That was the happiest Ebola has ever made anybody.
It's true.
You know, and as a doctor, Katie, I think you should get in the habit of not saying that word that way.
Yeah. Ms. Hickox is a nurse. She was in Africa working with Ebola patients, and she was detained in quarantine when she landed in Newark because authorities said she was nauseated and feverish. That, of course, is a common reaction to suddenly finding oneself in New Jersey. So Ms. Hickox was held against her will over the weekend in a tent inside a hospital, which has the benefit of keeping any Ebola from spreading to New Jersey or any New Jersey spreading to her. She complained about the conditions. She said she had nothing to eat except hospital food and one takeout meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Governor Christie scoffed. He said she, quote, had food from the best restaurants in Newark, unquote. Here's the thing. They're both telling the truth.
And Peter, can I take this moment to say goodbye to all our listeners in Newark, New Jersey?
They know I love them.
Did you see what happened when she did go back to Maine? She took a mountain bike ride with her boyfriend and was surrounded by camera people and, you know, the news reporters. And it was the most bizarre scene because one of the networks had the presence of mind to take like five steps back.
Yeah.
And just film everybody else who was filming her.
Yeah.
And my thought was like, if she does have Ebola, she's going to give it to the right people. Yeah.
At this point, the governors, the authorities, Maine, New York, New Jersey, they're more panicked than the people. The rest of us are all getting over Ebola panic. One sign, the suddenly popular sexy Ebola nurse costume. Seriously, at least two companies were selling these up to Halloween. It's a short lab coat, fishnet stockings, and instead of a mask, it's a hazmat hood. You can't see the face, but it's got a stenciled message on it saying, sexy face inside.
You know, I met her once. And that wasn't true.
Well, you are. You can't believe what you read, Alonzo.
I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
But the Ebola virus wasn't the only controversial and, to some people, scary visitor to this country. And in November, President Obama put out the welcome mat for them.
I'm the President of the United States, not the Emperor of the United States.
Well, turns out he decided being an emperor, not so bad. As he announced this week that he was taking unilateral action about what?
Immigration reform.
Yes, indeed, immigration reform. Very good. Yes. The grand era of bipartisan cooperation we've enjoyed for almost an entire week is now over.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, those were the good old days last Monday. Thursday night, President Obama announced via, quote, presidential memoranda, changes to immigration policy allowing millions of undocumented immigrants to stay here and work, to beef up border enforcement. And just to really mess with the Republicans, he changed the national anthem to La Bamba.
I like the whole presidential memoranda stuff. Have you folks ever tried fixing things around your house by leaving little notes?
Oh, yeah.
Now, really? Is that
how it is? Oh, yeah.
It's not so much a dictatorial action.
No,
It's a honeydew.
He left a little note on the immigration policy saying, guys, could you just fix this, please?
Right.
That's what he did. Now, he followed up the announcement on Thursday with a speech in Las Vegas on Friday. That is, of course, a place known for good decisions. Yeah. And just to show he doesn't give a damn anymore, instead of having an array of citizens behind him in the podium, it was just a bunch of hookers and showgirls. Now, the Republicans, I should say, are furious. Mitch McConnell, the new Senate Majority Leader, says nothing that President Obama says in his speech will have the force of law because, according to the Constitution, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. Yeah.
Senator Coburn said there might be violence in reaction to this. A Republican riot. It means a crowd of well-dressed white people hiring Mexicans to turn over Mercedes and BMWs for them.
President Obama was only able to do such a thing after he thought he had nothing else to lose. because just a week earlier, he lost everywhere.
Here is your first quote.
This is a real ass-whooping.
That was West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin talking about the results of what? Don't tell him.
The election?
Yes, the midterm election. The last time a bunch of liberals got beaten this badly, they were being clubbed by the Chicago police. The Republican victory parties on Tuesday night were incredible. People were going nuts. Normally, the only place you see old white people celebrate like that is on Antiques Roadshow. Republicans won just about every race they were in the country. They took the Senate. They expanded control of the House. They are now going to take over all independent coffee shops, which will be transformed into combination Hooters and gun stores. I think, especially in Texas, efficient business model.
Sure.
I'd go.
And it also would, you know, there's a lot of flap over concealed weapons, so that would probably be addressed.
Yeah. Now, Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, he, of course, will be the majority leader in the new Republican Senate. The pundits say that even though he has very little charisma, McConnell is brilliant behind the scenes. So now his maneuverings have got control of the Senate, the most hated institution in America. For his next trick, he's becoming Emperor of Syphilis.
Is that a real title?
Yeah.